the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, we've all seen on our screens the terrible human cost of the conflict in Lebanon, Israel, Gaza and the wider Middle East. It's reported that 700 people lost their lives in Lebanon in the last week. Fears of escalation in several conflicts are playing on people's minds around the world and including in business boardrooms. Geopolitics is increasingly becoming a crucial risk factor for business. Joining me now to discuss this is Professor Christopher Hartwell, head of the International Management Institute in Switzerland and an expert in global business risk. Christopher, you're very welcome to the programme. It's difficult in one way when so many people are losing their lives in such circumstances to talk about the challenges for business and for trying to plan ahead for that. But it is a very real issue. Do you think that the current tensions and volatility in the Middle East and even further afield are going to impact on business in the region and globally as well?
Well, thanks for having me here, Richard. I'll actually be speaking on some of these issues this coming week at the National Leadership Conference from the Irish Management Institute. But it's on everyone's minds. I mean, you can't turn on the news now without seeing volatility, rising tensions anywhere in the world, from the Middle East to Russia, Ukraine, you know, right in our backyard in Europe. It's something that is worried about. It's worried about at the boardroom. And what we really need, what the worries really are that we see, is that it's the return of worries that we used to have, but we didn't have anymore, right? Businesses were worried in the 1990s and 2000s about terrorism and non-state actors, and war was over. Francis Fukuyama, end of history. But now we have a massive land war in Europe from Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine. We have fears of a wider conflagration in the Middle East. Businesses are finding that they have to relearn kind of the threats of the 1920s and the 1930s, as well as the threats of the 1990s and the 2000s.
And Christopher, we saw, for example, during COVID, how vulnerable businesses, trade, supply chains can be when something like that came along. Do you think in relation to these conflicts, we will see substantial changes and threats to things like supply chains?
Well, things started going downhill in terms of globalization after the global financial crisis in 2007 and 2008, and COVID really supercharged this protectionist impulse. You know, we see it with populist leaders around Europe, around the world, including in my home country, the United States. And you're entirely right. The supply chain fragility that was evidenced as a bit of COVID, as you know, kind of a secondary effect on with the pandemic itself, exposed just how fragile the global trading order really is. The rethink of where China sits in the global trading order, especially now that China is rattling its sabers at Taiwan if something happens in East Asia. Firms have recognized that this is an issue, but they were only confronted with it really during COVID. There was still a lot of on autopilot in thinking that the globalization of the 1990s and the 2000s was going to continue forever. Now we see worries that there is protectionism, that we have to bring things back home, we have to bring production back home. And it shifted the calculus of cost and benefits from where it was several years ago.
Well, aside from the issue of conflict, you talk about protectionism there, you mentioned about the United States. For example, Donald Trump has outlined some of what he says he would do if he gets a second term as president of the United States. And he's talking about heavy tariffs, he's talking about bringing jobs home. For businesses thinking about that, first of all, they have to figure out in their minds, will he win? And secondly, if he does win, will he actually do what he said he would do? How can businesses plan or respond for that?
Well, the first thing is that Trump never left. I don't mean just kind of his presence on social media. His policies never left. Joe Biden has pursued the exact same kind of protectionist policies. And to link this back to geopolitics, you know, this is politics by another means. It's by utilizing kind of economic warfare. I think we're going to see more of that, whether or not it's Harris or it's Trump. When it comes to Trump, obviously you have to take his pronouncements with a grain of salt, but he's always been a big tariffs guy.
If you look at it from...
Businesses need to listen to these words, though.
Yeah, from an Irish perspective, I'm thinking here, particularly in relation to foreign direct investment. In this new, more protective world, companies will be encouraged, incentivized, or they may just decide to source more closer to home. But equally, they might decide to source more in countries or places that they feel are politically stable in an increasingly unstable world. And that's a big advantage for Ireland.
Oh, I agree entirely with that. I mean, it becomes a flight to safety, and you can't do everything in your home market. And maybe the United States can, because it's such a huge market. But other than that, someone will always do something better. Once you get beyond kind of the bricks and mortar of trade, and you get to the bricks and mortar of foreign direct investment, we're not going to see the returns that we saw before. So maybe you're looking for some more stability. The only problem comes is that if the rest of the world is rushing towards protectionism, if the rest of the world is erecting barriers, whether through geopolitical or nationalist means, it becomes very difficult for Ireland to be this island of openness. You'll find the pressures in Ireland as well to keep Ireland for the Irish.
And if this sort of new uncertain world that you're outlining, how would we describe it, or how would you describe it? Is it a period of flux, or is it a new era?
It's history repeating itself. Like I said, firms need to relearn what happened in the 1920s and the 1930s. There is, however, more uncertainty. There's these unknown unknowns. We don't know what we don't know is going to happen next. And I think a lot of that, there's endogeneity here, in that a lot of what is happening in the world comes about from the policies of the post-global financial crisis world. We haven't had a full-throated defense of democracy. We haven't had a full-throated defense of economic freedom and economic liberalization that got us the gains of the 1990s and the 2000s. We've had milquetoast responses, either from Trump or from Biden or in Europe. And this has really opened the spaces for extreme voices to come through.
Not quite a brave new world. Christopher Hartwell, many thanks for joining us on the program.